With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The government of Syria has collapsed, falling to a lightning rebel offensive. It took less than 2 weeks that actually seized control of Damascus late last night. Crowds almost immediately poured into the streets to celebrate. It's the end of the Assad family's 50 years of iron rule. Bashar Assad has fled the country, his departure bringing to a dramatic close his nearly 14-year struggle to hold on to power in a brutal civil war. Amtrak's future funding uncertain even after setting a passenger record this year. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ridership on Amtrak reached a record high this year, nearly 33 million customer trips. In 2021, Congress approved $22 billion for the country's passenger railroad in the massive bipartisan infrastructure bill. However, Amtrak's future funding is uncertain. President-elect Donald Trump repeatedly sought to cut Amtrak's funding during his first term in office. Despite this year's record ridership, Amtrak still lost money. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A joint venture with Stellantis and Samsung SDI has won a commitment from the Energy Department for $7.5 billion in loans. A couple of battery plants going up in Indiana.
The project being built by Star Plus Energy LLC is expected to create at least 2,800 jobs at the plants and hundreds more at parts suppliers. Star Plus has to meet technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the government will fund the plan. It's unclear whether the loan will be funded before President-elect Donald Trump, a critic of electric vehicle projects, takes office on January 20th.
Correspondent Jeremy House. And the nuclear submarine USS Arkansas has been christened almost a decade after it was promised. This is SRN News. Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment of such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there is no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ, and that an AI program can hardly have the mastery of Scripture that even a clergyman has. About 900 people tried it out. Attorneys for a transgender athlete suing the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division in powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he's a man. This is SRN News. Work-life balance is not working out for a lot of women.
The reason why is because roughly half of working women reported feeling stressed a lot of the day, compared to about 4 in 10 men. A recent Gallup report suggests that competing demands of work and home comprise part of the problem. Working women who are parents or guardians are more likely than men who are parents to say they have declined or delayed a promotion at work because of personal or family obligations. And mothers are more likely than fathers to strongly agree that they are the default responders for unexpected child care issues. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 8th. It's the 343rd day of 2024. There are just 23 days left in the old year now. On this date in history, 1941, the U.S. entered World War II as Congress declared war against Japan a day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. This is SRN News.